Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, I would like to join you. My name is Romy, R-O-M-Y, last name Jaworski, J-A-W-O-R-S-K-I, and I live on 1 Seymour Drive in Rhinebeck.
All right. Can you give me the house number real quick one more time?
1.
And what's the zip code?
That's Rhinebeck, New York.
And what's the zip code, ma'am?
Pardon me?
What is the zip code?
12572.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the street name one more time?
Seymour, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R, Drive.
Thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this for home or business?
Pardon me?
Is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for that. Now, we do have a couple options available. We have a 1 and a 2 gig fiber package. Which one would you be more interested in?
Well, what is the difference?
So our 1 gig fiber speeds are going to have 100 gigabits up and down, because our speeds are symmetrical, which means you're going to see both. You're going to see speeds within about 50 to 100 megabits between 1,000 up and 1,000 down, which means the speed of which you're receiving information to and from the internet. With the 1 gigabit internet plan, it's good for most home cases, such as your general streaming, internet usage, maybe a little bit of light gaming. And for our 2 gig internet package, it's going to be more along the lines of you have a lot of devices, you're utilizing more bandwidth than you would with our 1 gig package, such as like if you're streaming something on a regular basis from your computer out to the internet, or you just have a lot of devices that connect to your home.
You have a streaming some savings, 1,000 up to 1,000 gigabytes at $69.95.
Yep, that'll be our 1 gig plan. Can I ask about how large is your home, ma'am?
How large? Well, yes. It's a three bedroom, three bath, sunroom.
Do you know roughly how much in square footage it is?
I cannot tell.
All right.
I don't know.
We're only asking this because certain sizes of homes, if they're a little bit larger, do require additional Wi-Fi extenders. This is so you don't see an interruption of service throughout the rest of your home. Don't worry, you don't need to have one right now. We can install your service without needing one required. That way we can see how your speeds are going. And if need be, you can always give us a call back and we can get you set up with an additional Wi-Fi extender.
I think I would go for the smaller package.
Okay.
Because I, no, let's put it this way. I'm 87 years old, so I'm not all that familiar.
No worries, ma'am. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
No, I have an iPhone. That's it.
Fantastic. So we have your address as 1 Seymour Drive in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. Do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you receive your utilities? Are they overhead or underground?
My utilities, most of it comes from, I have solar panels.
Okay.
The only time I get assistance is, let's say, during January, February, December, maybe, yeah.
All right. And those wires, do they come in from a pole or do they go underground?
They go, well, I don't.
If you're
I
not
sure. They're underground. They have to be underground since there are no poles.
All right. We'll just say underground. Our technicians can also help determine that at the time of your installation. Is your billing address different from your service address?
This is my home.
Okay.
So.
All right. Can you spell your first name for me, ma'am?
R-O-M-Y.
And your last name, can you spell that for me as well?
J-A-W-O-R-S-K-I, Javorski.
Javorski. Thank you very much for that, Mrs. Javorski. And what is a good email address for you?
rjej99@gmail.com.
Thank you very much. And the phone number you're contacting me from, that 845-802-3205, is that a good contact number for you?
Well, that's the one and only.
Fantastic. Now, we do have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, and text. Which one would you prefer?
I would say my iPhone.
Do you want us to send you a text message, or would you like us to call you?
Call me.
Call you.
Right now, I'm getting over 100 text messages.
No worries. No worries. So you do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided with us?
Well, yes, and I also have to say that I get enough robocalls a day. 5 robocalls a day is average. So if I don't recognize it, it automatically doesn't answer.
No worries about that, ma'am. I would like to.
If you use the number that I use, then you're already in my iPhone.
Well, we usually will call in from numbers very similar to the number you're dialing in, so don't worry about there. I will also like to add, you may revoke the consent for us to call you at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
It's just our
communication disclaimer. We do have to let you know about this. So just to go over what we have a 1 gig home internet service package. It does look like it's going to be available at the end of the month. For what is available for installation, we do have a 5-day waiting period for installation. So the earliest we'll be able to get in to have installation is going to be next Tuesday, just so you are aware.
Okay.
You are not looking for any additional extenders. You don't need any home phone services because everything's, stated, it's just like you don't need a lot of stuff. So we're not worried about that. Now, as part of the order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It's not going to affect your credit score. It's just a soft check to see who you are, who you say you are, by gathering a few bits of information. And it's just to see whether or not the deposit is required. You can opt out of this at any time, but by doing so, you will be required to pay that minimum deposit, which is $50. Would you like to run that credit check today?
Well, I can give you my credit card number.
So do you want to run the credit check today, ma'am?
Where are you? That's okay. I get my credit check usually. So Discover. So
you would like? Do you wish to bypass the credit check, ma'am?
Oh, you might as well do it. What the heck?
You're giving us the okay to do the credit check?
Do I want to write a check? Can't I charge it to my credit card?
So I'm saying for the credit check, we can run a credit check, and on a successful pass of this credit check, you won't owe us anything today. You won't actually owe us anything until service is installed, if you wanted to do it that way. So it would save you some money.
Okay.
All right. So let me get a few bits of information from this real quick. And
please, could you slow down a little bit? I use hearing aids, and they're sometimes not 100%.
I understand, ma'am, and I'm so sorry about that. I'm gathering a few bits of information from this just so we can run this credit check.
Okay.
So therefore, just give me a few moments to gather this information, and I will be right back with you with the next step.
Okay.
Alrighty, ma'am. Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social security number so that way we can run the credit check. We do not save this information, just so you are aware.
Okay. 213-40-6522.
Thank you very much for that, Mrs. Javarsky. It says you have restricted access on your credit file. You should have a pin. It says you have a PIN number. Do you know what that PIN number is?
No. On my, do you say on my credit card?
Yeah, it says the applicant has restricted access to their credit file, and it's asking for the PIN. And it looks like it's an Experian PIN. It looks like you put a file freeze on your credit score, so to potentially block it. All it's asking for is that PIN, so that way we can just run the check.
Okay. I don't know that number. I don't even know where to look for it.
No worries on that. So because your file is locked, we will have to bypass the credit check.
Okay.
So.
I do get my credit check, so I know it's good.
I understand that you do get your credit checked and that your credit is good, but due to the freeze on your credit file, we can't run the check properly. So we'll have to bypass it at this time, unless you would like to take a chance to actually unfreeze it, or acquire the PIN. Otherwise, we will have to run it with bypassing the credit check.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now, you said you wanted to get the $69.99 package. That's going to require us to have an ACH auto payment with paperless billing. Did you want to set that up today?
I guess I could.
So, and the only way to get this discount is to do that automatic payments with paperless billing. So we can use your credit card if you'd like to, which is, as you said, is your Discover card. Doing so would actually only get you a $5 discount instead of the $10 discount. So instead of it being $69.99, it would be $74.99 for your internet service. Plus we would be charging for the $50 deposit that's required.
Okay. So let's set it up.
Alrighty. So whenever you're ready, go ahead with your card number if you want to use your card. And you can change this at any time to go over to be a automatic bank withdrawal, which would mean you'll be able to get that bigger discount later on.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready with your card number, go ahead.
Okay. 601-1-0144-8661-8221, expiration 827, and security code 970.
And I take it Roman Javarsky is on the back. All right, thank you very much. And what's the zip code for this card?
Same thing, 12572.
Thank you very much. Would you like to make this your primary payment method for right now?
Pardon me?
Would you like to make this card your primary payment method? The card we'll use for payments. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty, that information is collating right now. Just give it a few moments while it's generating that token. Alright, I do have a couple of disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we continue. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street. Prior
Don't
to the day of
installation...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
So, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may
Okay.
install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days. If you do currently have an internet provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection before you, and wait until your services have been installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by us here at Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your online account, which you are automatically enrolled with using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Fantastic. How did you hear about us?
You sent me a letter.
Oh, you got direct mail. That's fantastic. Is there anything we should add to the account for our installers on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, anything of that like?
Well, yeah, I do have a septic tank, yes. And, I think the solar panels, they're connected to the outside of the building. But I don't think that has anything to do with you.
No worries. I'll just make sure that's on the account so that our technicians are aware of what is going on.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for me today, Romy?
No, I don't. You started putting the fiber, you opened it up about, I would say, probably 2-3 months ago. And,
yeah, we started putting it in the area, yes.
Yeah, and so then you send me the letter.
Yeah, what happens is when we start rolling out services in an area, what we'll do is we let people know that we're coming through the area to install services. What we do is we lay down the line, which is our fiber line, throughout the streets and the area in the common areas of the road. And then once we get to the final stages, roughly about 6 weeks after we start, we do let our customers know via letter or email that we're going to be that service is about to be ready in their area.
That's what we did, yes.
Alrighty, so I do have an installation available on the 6th. We have 3 time slots available if that day works for you. We have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
That's a Tuesday?
That is a Tuesday, yes, ma'am.
And the date was 8?
We have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. available.
Yeah. No, the date.
The 6th.
Okay. 10 o'clock would be okay.
Fantastic. All right, Romy, I have you scheduled out for August 6th at 10 a.m. Those appointments can last for 2 hours if they do have to run the drop cable at the time of installation. Typically, they don't, but if they do, that will happen to be a 2-hour appointment. Otherwise, our technician will be at your home for about an hour to an hour and a half to help get services set up, at which point you should be good to go. I have your email as rjej99@gmail.com and a contact phone number of 845-802-3205. Would you like to leave any kind of notes for our technicians just in case they need to get a hold of you?
Yes, please.
All right, Romy, I have that note in and I'm scheduling that appointment out for you. You are good to go. you should be receiving two emails from us. One is going to be a synopsis of the order, pretty much the information we went over today. And the second email you're going to receive is going to be an invitation to enroll in your Archtop Fiber online account. You will see a temporary password in that email, as well as a link to set up your account. It will ask you for a security question, as well as a chance to reset your password from that temporary. Okay?
Okay, very good.
All righty. Is there anything, and you are good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Romy?
No, you did wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day and stay safe.
I will. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, Mr. Javarsky, and I hope we look forward to getting your service installed next Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.